Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, somebody just wrote us and they want us to meet Vicky from Real Housewives of Orange County.
What do you mean? Vicky's going to be in town?
I guess Vicky's going to be in town.
Where's she going to be?
Oh, I guess she's doing an appreciation cruise.
Oh.
You know how you tried
details.
You know how you tried to get on that one cruise?
Yeah, that was Kate plus eight.
Yes.
Yeah, me and Kate and eight kids. I would have loved that.
I know you would.
And they canceled it.
They did.
Lack of interest.
So sad.
Which really shocks me because I was interested.
I watched some weird reality show one time. It was like early Sunday morning. It never worked out. I think it was a pilot. Anyway, and it was people that go on these cruises.
Yeah.
And they're like huge, huge fans of these. Like there was this 80s rock band.
Right, right. Boyz II Men, I think, did a cruise. Yeah. So does Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block.
It was New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These women, they like love these guys. Like crazy love.
Yeah.
They have their, and it looked kind of funny. I mean, it looked silly, like they were in high school, but they're grown ass women. And they had their rooms like decorated like dorm rooms for Joey.
Yeah.
And their doors to their cabins, like, I love Joey.
It's over the top.
It's so funny. It was awesome.
And then you're out at sea for 7 days.
Yeah.
With this wacky bunch.
Joey's running for his life. He's like, I'll get back to you in a minute. I got to have dinner. So funny. All right. Anyway, let's start off with Matt Lauer. What a great guy he turned out
to be. This guy, you can say what you want about Matt Lauer and having that little thing under his desk there where you could hit that button and the door would lock when a hot chick would come into his office. You can say whatever you want. You can say that's disgraceful, but look what he's done now.
What an amazing father, husband, just all around a great guy.
He has a heart.
He does.
He cares.
So yesterday, Matt Lauer announced that he will be giving his wife I don't know if they're getting divorced.
Ex-wife.
Are they officially ex?
Yeah.
Ex-wife, $20 million because he feels bad for being such a douche nozzle.
That's exactly what he said, too. He said, you know, I feel so guilty. Everything I've done is just like I'm just dirt right now. I'm down. I'm depressed. And I'm going to give $20 million to her because I feel so bad for what I did to her.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt Lauer, for being you. Doggone.
I wonder what he's worth, though.
Nice guy. I don't know. Sean, could you grab
Sean,
that?
Sean, why don't you see what he's worth? Let's see if he's so generous. I got a feeling he's probably worth about $80 million.
Well, he gave her 20. Didn't even look back. Didn't even fight it. Just said, hey.
Here.
I want you to have this, my sweets.
Ooh, here's a check.
What?
$100 million.
Oh.
Well, that son of a... that low-life jerk. He gave her $20 million. He's worth $100 million.
That's what it says.
Because he feels so bad. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If she just goes to court, she gets half of it.
Yeah.
She gets $50 million. Boy,
maybe
what?
That was his way of stopping her from trying to go after more.
What a shyster.
Yeah.
Bastard. I hope she Googles his worth.
Because it's always accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm living proof of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I told you, my son's like, Mom, you're worth $8 million.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's way, nope. Yeah. It's wrong. Yeah.
That website, though, is accurate on some. For example, if you put in my name and Sean's name, we don't come up at all.
No. No.
No. No.
No. There's a magician with my name.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
You do? Have you ever read your Wikipedia page?
Yeah, well, I wrote it.
Well, I didn't. I have no idea who wrote it.
Yeah, I wrote mine.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's smart because I even went in because my Wikipedia page is wrong. And so I went in to change a bunch of stuff that somebody, I don't know who did it. It says that I'm not a valid person. That I haven't proven that I'm me. It's Jamie White, yeah. right? And it writes all this crap about me. And I wanted to go in and fix it. It's like, we're sorry. This person doesn't allow you to change their...
Yeah. Whomever starts those pages, they control it.
That's not fair. It's slander. It's all like a bunch
Wikipedia.
Of crap.
It doesn't really matter.
It really irritates me, though, because it has all this false crap on it.
People can get by with it.
Well, I know, but like, what if my son's kids, or kids, his friends, like, read it and stuff and believe it?
Well, the thing is to teach people that Wikipedia is often wrong.
Always wrong.
Yeah. A lot of people who have pages up there that explains their careers and their family life, they never even put that stuff up there. Somebody else wrote all that stuff.
I know.
You don't even know if it's accurate.
Sean, do you have a Wikipedia page?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
No Wikipedia.
Oh, no, no.
No, you Google my name, you get a landscaper in England.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay, though.
Oh, he looks like he's really good at his job.
Actually, you're better off that way than somebody just lying about your crap. Yeah. Oh, my God, it makes me mad. Anyway, and then they deny me. They decline me to write about Jamie White. They said I can't.
Got to prove it.
I tried. What do
you got to fly over to Wikipedia later.
Yes, it just doesn't seem. Seems a little
show
corrupt.
Your passport.
Seems a little corrupt, that's all. Okay, Demi Lovato, let's talk about her. Boy, you guys, they just busted our drug dealer. He's a bad dude.
Did they get him?
I thought they did, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought on TMZ it said that they got him. And he had all these guns and drugs and stuff. Or did he take off and they haven't found him, just his house?
I think they just found his house the last I saw. Now, that could be updated. That was yesterday afternoon that I saw that. But here's the good news with this Demi Lovato thing. Guys, she wasn't on heroin.
Oh, he was busted.
Isn't that great?
Oh, she wasn't?
No, she was not on heroin. We're all good. Even her friends said, hey, guys, you got this way out of proportion here. She was never on heroin, and they were right.
Oh. I guess his house was searched in March, and they discovered guns, drugs, ammo. He was arrested in June and charged with a DUI, possession of cocaine. By the way, he had just smoked whatever with her.
She wasn't on heroin. She was smoking Oxy and laced with fentanyl.
Yes! That's so great.
Yeah.
They looked into it, and Johnson is the man that Demi Lovato texted to come over at 4 a.m. the morning. She was freebasing oxycodone with fentanyl.
Wow.
They said also... Now,
and
by
the way, he hasn't been charged yet.
I think he should be and will be eventually. But he says, well, they're saying her people are saying that this drug dealer was at the house. They were smoking this stuff together. She eventually started going into convulsions, and he got scared and left. And her friends found her at like 11 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, that was nice of him just to take off, leave her dying.
Yeah, he saw a bad scene about to unfold, and he... Boom, hit the road.
I'm really upset about something.
What's that?
And I think that you're going to be upset about it, too, when I read this.
Well, don't upset me.
All right, hold on, let me find it.
I don't have to know if it's going to make me upset I feel great.
I feel like that we have all been duped. Here's the headline.
Bamboozled?
Bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled? I think I know what you're talking about.
You do?
I saw it earlier.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even want to bring it up.
I'm so pissed.
I buried it. I threw it away. I threw away the story.
You
because
did?
Because it makes us look like...
So stupid.
We are buffoons.
We are buffoons.
We fell for this.
Especially you.
You're like king of the buffoons. No, I will stand up for this one. No, you're the one.
You wear the crown, king of buffoonery. And a sash.
Do you think this is real? And you said there's no way they went too far. They too much name calling. You crossed a line that you cannot cross back over. It's what you said.
Got a sash. It says I'm a king of buffoonery.
It's the Kardashians. They duped us.
You guys, they duped us. Kim and Khloe's feud with Kourtney, completely fake.
It was all fake.
Completely staged, completely fake. They knew they had to come out of the box hot with something good for the ratings to kick off their new season because people have been losing interest in the Keeping Up with Kardashians. So they buffooneried us.
Just like their butts, it's all fake.
Yes. Yes, girl.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this. We went for 2 days playing that audio.
I feel like we should hear it again just to see if we can hear the fakeness. Okay, so here it is, what it says. It says, the feud between the Kardashians is not real at all, and it's just to get ratings. They absolutely say the feud was set up with Ryan Seacrest as the producer, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian. They played out for the new season because they needed to get the ratings up because it had been taking a dive. Seacrest suggested the buffoonery.
Man.
Do you have it? All right, let's see.
I've got a clip. Okay, I don't know which one it is.
I'm not
going to
live my life around people that make me not feel good on a daily basis.
Okay, well, clearly you're going through something else because you're acting like a lunatic. So maybe deal with that.
Kimberly, that's not okay to say.
No, it is.
I don't choose to be around somebody who talks to me the way that you speak to me.
What I said to you was rude and I wasn't even being serious, so I said I'm sorry for that, but you're the most entitled person on the planet when you work the least. That's what I'm saying.
Guess what? I'm not here to do photo shoots all day. That is not important to me. That is not.
So don't come.
We're just trying to.
No. I'll do the Christmas card. Me, my husband, and my kids. Just me and him and the kids.
Oh, boy. That's Oscar performance.
See, I hear the Khloe going, Kim, that's not nice to say. That sounded fake. That part sounded fake. But I'll tell you, you know, I knew better. Yeah, and not to rehash an old story, but I'll tell you real quick. So remember when Danny Bonaducebag did the Breaking Bonaducci?
Yeah.
So I was part of that pilot, and I was part of the whole show, but I wouldn't be in it because I knew it was fake.
Yeah.
Well, remember when, and you probably didn't see it, and good on your part that you didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But if you saw it, there was an episode on Breaking Bonaducci where he is appalled that Gretchen got strippers for her birthday. He was so mad at Lisa Fox. Like, how could you get stripper? Well, it was on Danny's credit card.
He paid for it.
He paid for it.
Yeah.
Because I was in the studio that day when he was talking to Lisa Fox. And he's like, here's my credit card number and all this stuff. And so go ahead and book those strippers for that episode. And they taped it. Like, he was so mad. And he, like, kicked the strippers out, the male strippers out.
Yeah.
He was he paid for the
all episode. Fake.
Yeah.
All fake.
I knew better.
I can't stand that.
I knew better.
I like real, man.
Yes.
I was somewhere just a couple of days ago, and some lady who listens to our show, she said to me, she goes, oh, my God, I love your show. She goes, I can't believe it. And this goes with this. She says, I can't believe, Jamie, that can't be true. Jamie buys 7-Eleven sandwiches, gas station sandwiches for his son's lunch.
Yeah, she does.
But
look, they have a little deli section in the. It's a nice 7-Eleven. Like they have a little deli area, and they even have fruit, and then they have bananas, two for whatever. And they always push the bananas on you.
You don't have
They're
to.
They're like they're two for whatever.
And you don't have.
They're two for whatever.
You don't have to explain.
Do you want this second banana?
The point is,
I'm good.
What you hear.
By the way, the guy's from Nepal. We talked often about because my dad used to go to Nepal, and I was like, no way, you're from Nepal, and he's like, I am from Nepal.
Over here. Jamie, the point is, what you hear on this show is not fake.
Oh, right.
We do it real. We do it real, okay? We don't pull those shenanigans on you. What you hear here, we do it real. That's what I believe in. You gotta be, you know, open and honest there.
But then they do weird stuff. Like they said, when I was on that stupid show, Rockstar Supernova, remember Tommy Lee and all that?
Right.
So they told me, they're like, now Jan said something about Timmy. So when you talk to Timmy on tape, you go, hey, Tim, did you know that Jan hates your guts and said you had a tiny wiener? And then poor Timmy's like, what? And I had to, like, prompt it and tell him this. So they also, they do set up even, they do play each other.
Scripted.
Yeah.
It's very scripted. You know where we missed this Kardashian one?
What?
Is when we played that one audio where Chris laughs.
Yes.
We should have known.
Yes.
Mom
queen.
Would not sit there with the daughters and them fighting like this and one crying and mom laughs. We should have caught on. Good. I'm so mad at us.
Do you think I'd do a good impression of my 7-Eleven guy from Nepal?
I thought so.
I don't care about your impression.
I thought so too.
Of the 7-Eleven guy.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
He's from Nepal. I was like, no way. My dad is. He's like, oh, it is. Pray for Nepal after the earthquake. It was not good.
You got any more stories?
So thank you. Good. I write it like I'm like if you and I went to my 7-Eleven,
yeah,
and I stood by him, you wouldn't even know like I wasn't from Nepal.
I'm impressed you know where he's from.
Oh, yeah, we had a whole conversation.
I don't know where my gas station attendants are from.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Let's see, I bothered to care.
I'm assuming it's the ghetto.
Wow.
I pump my own gas.
Why did Chupa have to go in for a sandwich?
I don't go in for a sandwich.
We have a whole deli. So for her to judge me is ridiculous.
I've never met the lady at Jenny's Market.
I bet her name is Jenny.
Are you done?
Boom. There you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.